Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I'm reloaded! What the business is, man? Hey, Watt, in that video, you dig? Yo, welcome to the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Let me go ahead and cue up my little background music, you feel me? Background music by Blizzard, B-Lo, Down, and Nextel Nails. You understand what I'm saying? Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. My co-host, P-Reg, is on a sabbatical, you dig? Got the homie, Big Swole.
What's happening, man?
You know what I'm saying? Chainless Entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Believe that.
We're broadcasting live. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the site to listen to the show online. And we're also, for my second attempt, broadcasting live via Ustream. All right? We got the video going, audio going. I think I got everything queued up. You understand what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me change one more thing right here. All right, one set. Okay, so I think I got everything pretty much down packed on that right there. I want to welcome everybody to the show, man. You feel me? Episode 58. Moving on. That's what we're going to be talking about. You understand what I'm saying? So we're doing a lot of different things. So we're trying to run the show, you feel me, with some new technology. You understand what I'm saying? And also, we're doing a co-hosting type thing that we got going over here that Swole's doing. Particular computer. I got two computers to turn where I'm trying to do the Ustream and also run the show. So we got a lot going on. We're trying to expand this empire. You know, respect my conglomerate, bitches. Yeah. You got the whole thing moving, man. By the time you see this again, this is going to be the first one that we're going to take and keep to the house. By the time you see this again, you feel me, we're going to be all the way 100% good. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to have this thing down packed. So y'all work with us. All right. 347-934 is the number to call into the show. Once again, that's 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. You understand what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and give you a rundown of how we operate things over here at K100 and how this whole thing pop off, all right? K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You understand? We do music over here. You know what I mean? We got albums in the street. We got the studio on deck. You can't see it, but we in the studio right now. You can just see the couch where everybody sit down at. You feel me? But we got a studio on deck. We got beats. You know, we got artists. We artists ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? And also, we pretty much do graphics and videography, too. It's a lot of people don't know that, but we got in-house graphics and videography. You know, you need a little commercial, 30-second commercial chopped up or whatever. We do those. It's a lot of stuff we got going on here. You know, we got a lot of talented people in a tight-knit ship we run over here at Chainless Entertainment. And K100 Internet Radio is another arm of that. It's a subsidiary of that. You understand? So with that being said, what you have to understand is we are a platform for underground artists that does music. You know, if you're a producer, whatever, you need to get at us. Our email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, the letter K, the number 100 radio at gmail.com. All right? Send us your music. You feel what I'm saying? And let us hear it. If we like it, you dig, we'll put it up and we'll queue it up and we'll run it on our show. You understand what I'm saying? We're not asking you for no money right now. All we're asking you for is embed the player for our show onto your page. So with that being said, if you want to send your music, you need to have a web presence. We're an internet radio show. You understand? So we basing everything around that whole technology, all right? So we play your music to swap that back out. We don't need no money. All you got to do is copy and paste the code, put it on your MySpace or your Facebook or your YouTube channel, your Reverb Nation, whatever you got going on. That's all you got to do. And we'll give you some fans if you got some good music. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you do need to have some good quality music, all right? If it's trash, all right, we ain't going to be able to do it if it's trash. You understand what I'm saying? We ain't going to be able to do it. All right? We got to give you the flush on that right there. You feel me? But if you do got some good music, you understand what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me change that right there so y'all can make sure y'all Y'all can hear everything we're doing with sound effects and stuff via the live Ustream. Now, I'm trying to figure out how we're going to get it to where you can hear our callers live via Ustream. But what I suggest you do is, if it's your first time logging on and you want to check us out on the Ustream, you can go ahead and leave your volume up, you know, for your for the show on your phone or on your internet, and basically just look at us. You feel through the channel. What's going on? Oh, okay. Swole is over here. He's we're doing some new technology via the Ustream and also via the screen mode. So we're seeing what's popping. You feel what I'm saying? All right. Now, let's see. Oh yeah. Let me go ahead and finish telling you how the show runs. And oh yeah, by the way, we also on Facebook and MySpace. MySpace.com/K-100radio. And also do a search for us inside of the Facebook search engine and we'll pull up. When you see the middle fingers, you dig, that's us, K100. That's our logo, all right? And also, if you're an iTunes, Apple user, iPods, iPhones, whatever you got going on with Apple technology, or you just use iTunes at home, we're a free podcast on iTunes. So just go to the iTunes store and then click podcast at the top, and then you'll see us, all right? And we are just do a search for K100. And basically, we're the only thing that's going to pull up. I think something kind of close to our name pulls up. But if you just put in K100, pull us up, you see the logo, you know what I'm saying, shooting the middle finger, and then you just hit subscribe, and every time you plug your phone in, you feel what I'm saying, you can link in with us, you know what I'm saying, for free, automatically sync you up with the latest episodes and every new episode every time you charge it up. So it's a great way, man. Everybody that I know that listens to my show faithfully, and they use that, that is the absolute best way to do it. If you got an Apple iPhone or whatever, they don't got to worry about coming to the show site or nothing. All they do is plug their phone up just to charge their iPod up, and if they're on the internet automatically, you feel me, it just loads it back up. You dig? So, once again, Facebook, MySpace, now we're on Ustream, Twitter, we're everywhere, man, all right? So y'all make sure y'all follow us, man. We try to build this thing and make it bigger than what it is. Thanks, everybody, once again, that's already been tuning into the show and supporting us. You feel what I'm saying? I got, like, what, 6 streams going on right here? Yeah. All right. Got y'all on that right there. You feel me? All right, so we're going to go ahead and get a crack. We'll go ahead and get into episode 58. You understand what I'm saying? Episode 58. Hold on, let me get to the page so I can read my synopsis. Dig. All right. And here we go. Episode 58. Moving on. It's kind of a long synopsis, but it's real complicated. It's got multiple questions. You feel me? Multiple questions inside of it. All right? And we're going to go ahead and just tackle a couple of them. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Here we go. So, episode 58. Moving on. Would you be happy if your ex got with somebody else? This is what we're talking about. You feel me? Now, you got to make sure that you listen to everything that I say tonight on when I read the synopsis so you can answer the question, you know, rather intelligently. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's going to be a lot of different answers. Some people are going to say it's going to be a cut and dry situation, but a lot of times it's not really that cut and dry. You feel what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and read it. All right? Would you be happy if your ex got with someone else? Now, see, most people would say, hell yeah, and throw up the deuces. You feel what I'm saying? And that's cool because most of the time when you break up with somebody, you break up on bad terms. But sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes you break up with somebody and you're mad at that particular moment. But after a while, you know, if you really was into that person, y'all real cool or whatever, you're not going to really just handle it like that. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to kind of, y'all may not get back together, but if y'all still friends, y'all can have a pretty decent relationship. And, you know, you can still have feelings for them, you know what I'm saying? So this is kind of what the assumption that we're going to, because sometimes people break up and they can't be together, but that don't mean you stop loving somebody. So I'm going to go ahead and read the whole thing, and then I'm going to get everybody's opinion. 347-934 is the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show if you want to talk to me or if you don't have the internet to listen on your phone, all right? So would you be happy if your ex got with someone else? Most people would say, hell yeah, throw up the deuces, but what if y'all still cool? Now, I'm not asking if you would want them to be happy or not. You feel me? I'm asking, would you be happy about the new person in their life? You feel what I'm saying? Because you can still love somebody and say, man, if you happy, I'm happy or whatever. And you can really mean that, but it don't necessarily mean that you happy that they got somebody else. You happy that they happy, that they happy, but you're not necessarily happy that they got somebody else. So that's basically what I'm asking you. Not if you happy, they happy, but if you happy they actually got somebody else. Now I go on. If them and a new person get married, that's the first question. Would you come to their wedding if they invited you? Now remember, you really ain't even happy about them being together, but you cool with them, you got love for them. That's supposed to be a special day. That's the first question I'm asking you. If they get married, you feel me? Would you go to the wedding? All right. Now even better, if you was together for a long time and you have friends that you hung with as a couple, would you still want to hang with those same friends that are when y'all are not together? You feel me? If that was the other person's friends before you met, do you think you should still go and hang with them? Do you think it's right for you to bring your new love around to your ex's friends if they're having a get-together, even if they invite you? Moving on can be complicated. Sometimes people can agree that they should not be together, but that does not mean that they don't love each other anymore. Would you still be friends with your ex if your new love didn't approve of it? That means if you had an ex or girlfriend or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? And, you know, she told you, look, I know you and your ex cool or whatever, but if you still gonna have to be friends with her or whatever, you understand what I'm saying? Then we can't be friends. We can't kick it no more. Now, if y'all got kids, she can't even open her mouth and say that. He can't open her mouth and say that. Y'all gonna have to communicate and be friends. So this is just like assuming y'all have no real ties together, like no kids. If you got kids, you're going to have to goddamn eat that shit up because they got to communicate because they got kids. But I'm just saying, assuming that you didn't have any kids, you didn't have no other reason to really talk to your ex except for the fact that y'all still cool. If the new person you with be like, man, I ain't with all that right there. You feel what I'm saying? What would you do? Would you be like, man, well, I got to cut you off? But if that's really your friend and y'all had been together for a while and you really got love for them, I mean, should you really cut your, that you got love for them, why should you not talk? You feel me? But that goes to the last question. You feel me? Do you think that you could even really just be friends with any one of your exes? Have you ever had an ex broke up with them, but y'all still real cool right now? You feel me? So it's multiple questions, and it's about moving on, but a lot of times it ain't that easy. You feel what I'm saying? In the real world, this ain't a damn movie. You understand what I'm saying? Many times, more often than not, it's a situation with kids where you can't really, really move on and just throw the deuces. Really, 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 really throw the deuces and keep it moving. You really can't do that when you got kids. But sometimes it's just the fact that, man, you know, you ever seen the movie, what was the one with Tate Diggs and Sanaa Lathan? It was about hip-hop. I forgot the name of it. But anyway, they was friends, you understand? They ended up getting together, you know what I'm saying? But their friendship had gotten in the way of their relationship. So it's a lot of different things that's twisted up into this one conversation. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I ended with the last statement. You feel me? Can you really, really, really just be friends with your ex without having, like, some kind of little sexual urge or whatever to, you know what I'm saying? Can you really just really be friends? For the girls, I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of the women going to be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But for guys, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know about us, fellas.
No comment.
Hey, I don't know about us, fellas. Is she still fine? Yeah. Yeah, she's still fine? Yeah. You're going to want to mash it. You're going to want to mash it. I don't know what to tell you on that one. You feel me? All right. So let's go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. You feel what I'm saying? If you're on the line, you can hit the number one. You feel me? And give your opinion about how you feel about the subject. You understand what I'm saying? And we can take it from there. All right? All right. So I'm going to go ahead and give how I feel about it first. And then I open up the phone line. We got a couple people online already. You feel what I'm saying? So I'll go to them in a second. You know what I mean? But I'm going to go ahead and speak my piece first. All right? Here we go. I have multiple questions within this question that pretty much I can say that personally affect me. You understand what I'm saying? And let me start with the very first question that I asked everybody. All right? Would you be happy if your ex was with someone else and you still loved her? Honestly, I'm going to keep it 100 because that's the name of my show. You feel what I'm saying? And for all your, this is going to be your first time listening and first time watching me via Ustream. You feel me? I keep it 100. If you don't keep it 100 on my show, I got the 40 cal for you. Locked and loaded, ready to goddamn go. You understand? I'm killing you. You feel what I'm saying? That's just it's just that simple. You dig?
Hold on.
All right. To be real with you, I gotta say no. I'm not gonna really be. I'm not coming. I don't want to really come to the wedding. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if you really, I'm not saying that I won't be happy if I got love for somebody and I broke up with them. You feel what I'm saying? I'll be happy that they happy. You feel what I'm saying? If they happy and they found somebody that's cool, that's good. You feel what I'm saying for them? I'll be happy for them in that sense. But I can't say that I'm gonna be so happy, like, oh, you know, especially if you still got love for them, you feel me? And we'll go into different reasons. People gonna call. I got people raising their hand already on the line. I'm gonna open up the line. We got people already that's gonna be like, well, if you got them kind of feelings for or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? Then you should have broke up or whatever. What are you doing, a screen anything?
That shit ain't working.
It ain't working?
I gotta figure out something else.
Okay. We were trying to do something else on the screen. But hold on, you gotta undo something because I can't even answer the phone until you do that. Until you take them off screen. Alright. Yeah. We all everybody listening, my bad, we still working out the kinks with this new streaming and streaming technology. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. I can hear right now.
You know?
I don't know what you did, but you opened up somebody's phone line. Yeah. Okay. I had to hang up. Hold on, T, I see you. Alright. But what I'm saying is I'm not trying to go to the wedding. You feel what I'm saying? I gotta be honest with you. And I also asked the question, do you think that you should hang around their friends or whatever? You feel what I'm saying? And that's something that I personally have been through. I think I can hang around the family and friends. I think that's okay if you want to do that right there. But if that was your friends first and she met them or he met them through you, you feel me? I don't wanna party with you and your new significant other. Even if we ain't gonna get back together, even if, you know what I'm saying, but if I still got love for you like that right there, if I really, it's about moving on, but what I'm trying to tell people is like more complicated than what it seems, because if these are my friends and my friends are having a get together, I wanna be able to go over there, have me a good time. And honestly, let's just be real, let's just keep it 100. Nobody really wants to party with their ex and they new significant other, really under no circumstances. I don't really know, even if you know, if you don't care about them or whatever no more, if you don't want them back and everything, I understand that. That's like all cool, fine and shit, you feel what I'm saying? But also at the end of the day, you ain't really trying to party with them. I mean, who really wants to party with their ex? You feel me? I don't really care like what the situation is or how you feel about each other. I just don't really want to, under really no circumstances, even if I'm you know what I'm saying? I mean, we ain't talking about high school. Used to go together high school. We talking about y'all was grown adults. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, maybe y'all got a kid together or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not trying to party with my ex and her new nigga. I'm just saying. You feel me? Now, people can say, well, you must, even if I have feelings for or whatever, I just really don't want to do it. And when I party with my friends, and once again, for everybody out here looking at the new stream, you feel what I'm saying? I said that they was your friends, whoever I'm talking to. If these are your friends, and you had them first, and then she met them, you feel what I'm saying? She really, really, they violating it. They bring a new person over there. You feel me? Now, that may, if y'all still cool or whatever, it's all right, for them to come around. You feel what I'm saying? But if they was your friends first, nah. Because if I got a new female, you feel me? And my ex, we had some mutual friends that we was all friends with that I met through her, I would never, no matter what, you know what I'm saying, bring my new chick or whatever over there. I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I may fall through one or two times by myself, you feel what I'm saying? Like, hey, what's up good with everybody, you feel what I'm saying? But I ain't got involved, you know what I'm saying, all that. A lot of people feel like, man, you tripping or whatever. But nah, not really. I just don't really want to. I just don't like that. Because when I'm with my friends, I want to just you know, be among, I don't know. You know, me and the new guy might not get along or whatever. Shit might be set. Liquor's going to be involved and we at my folks' house. You understand what I'm saying? There's a thousand things that could go wrong with this motherfucking scenario. If you meet, I'm just telling you, best not do it. Let's just not do it. You feel me? That's all I'm saying. Let's just not do it. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my own way, Big Swole, here co-hosting with me today. My homeboy, P. Reg, is gone. You feel what I'm saying? We broadcasting live via Ustream. You understand what I'm saying? Go to Ustream.com. Look at Royal Blizzard. You feel me? Do a search. Look at the show. Click live. We broadcasting, recording this thing. You feel me? For the first time via that. If you're one of my Facebook friends, you understand what I'm saying? Then you can go to my page and look at the link that I linked up, that I sent out on Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? And you can see where I'm at with it, all right? Hold on a second. So, like I said, I'm gonna post it as we're going on. I'm gonna be posting. You feel what I'm saying? The link, all right? Throughout the night on Facebook, just so I know a lot of people that are looking for the first time. But I'm getting ready to open up the phone line because I got a couple people already that's already raising their hands. I'm tripping. You feel me? And I'm gonna answer my last question. You feel what I'm saying? Answer my last question. And then I'm going to open up the line because I already know it's a whole bunch of people that really don't agree with me. You feel me? Hold on a second. All right. Everybody that's on my Facebook page, go to the Facebook right now. And I just posted up the link so you can watch it on Ustream. You feel what I'm saying? All right. Okay. Hold on. Let me answer my last question. So I said, no, I don't want to really go to the wedding. I said, hell no. You ain't trying to. I ain't trying to party with her and the new dude over at our friend's house that we had together while we was together. That's a definite hell no. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm gonna answer my last question. And I'm gonna ask everybody these same three questions. 347-934-0966. I'm gonna ask everybody the same scenarios. This just me now. Everybody different. All right. But y'all heard my answers so far. I keep repeating them and I keep telling y'all why as the night goes on, as more people get on the line. All right. And Key, you're gonna be up next after I answer this last question. Okay. Now, the last question was, hold on. Oh, if my girlfriend that I got now, you feel me, was to say, you can't be, if you got to be friends with your ex or whatever, I can't deal with you. Now, for me personally, I can't really answer that particular question. I got a child with my ex, you feel what I'm saying? You know, so we have to communicate. We have to keep it kosher, and we try our best to be friends. You feel what I'm saying? No matter. So it's a little different when you got kids. I will say that. If I didn't have kids, I probably would have to side. I probably would have to side with the new person if I really was digging them like that. But, I mean, really, in a way, I probably wouldn't because I feel like, you know, you a jealous motherfucker if you feel like that, if you that threatened. You feel what I'm saying? Because a man gonna do what he gonna do. He can, just like he can fuck with his ex, you feel what I'm saying? He can fuck with a new motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? So, if I'm a fucker, I'm a fucker. If I am, you feel me? You understand? I mean, I don't know. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I really don't. I mean, either way it goes. You feel me? M.Dot, if you're on the line listening, homie, go ahead and email me that song, and I'll try to upload it while we're doing the show live. I'll get Swole to try to upload it since we co-host it. You feel me? So, M.Dot, if you're listening, you feel me? Just go ahead and send me that song, and I'll try and do it. All right? All right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines real quick. You know what I'm saying? We're going to first call on the line was Key. All right, Key, go ahead. You on there.
Well, we already had our little debate on the page about this, but...
Well, nobody else heard or saw it, so you got to go ahead and give it all away.
I know it, right? I don't feel like it should be an issue, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, for instance, me and my ex-husband, he's my best friend's godfather, and he a godfather that spent a lot of time with my best friend kids.
Uh-huh.
So birthday parties, whatever, I can't really say, well, she was my friend first and da da da, because then, you know, her kids really, you know, they care about him too. So if it comes to, when it gets to the point where both of us are seeing other people, it is what it is. I'm happy for you because my thing is, if you feeling that strongly about it, maybe you should have just tried to work it out with that person.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, in this nice little perfect world where everything works out like that, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I understand that's the rational thing to do, that you should, yeah, try and work it out with that person and get back together, and then y'all won't have these problems or even just move. I understand, but we're dealing in real world situations, and this goes on a lot all the time. You feel what I'm saying? And it's not just me. You feel what I'm saying? It's not just me.
Yeah,
You feel me? So
yeah, but I'm just like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? What was the other question about?
All right, the
why
other question.
Hang out with their friends, okay.
Right. Okay, now, like I said, the other question was, if you got friends and y'all hung with a certain group of people, they was your friends that you had before y'all got together, but y'all was together for, let's say, 5-6 years, you know, y'all all hang out together, they're going to become friends with them too. Y'all break up, and they throw a party. You feel what I'm saying? Do you think it's okay for him to bring his new girl over to that party? You feel me?
Me personally,
why you want to party with your ex and the new chick? Why would you want to do that? Even if you don't want him back,
I wouldn't look at it as partying with my ex and his new chick. I would just look at it as partying with my friend. You know what I'm saying? Because certain things I can just block out, so to speak. I've been to picnics and stuff where my ex husband, we was dating and his ex was there, and you know, even though she was the ex and I was the new girl, you know, I was like, whatever, long as she don't get wrong, I'm good. I don't even quit stuff like that.
You said it's partying with friends. Well, I see it as partying with my friends that I had. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be moving on like that right there, then I'm just like, okay. You can party with your friends that you had before. You know what I'm saying? We don't live together. Why we got to party? Why, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's everything separate except when it comes down to the friends. Even if they invite you. You feel what I'm saying? Even if they invite you. Like, if I might go by myself, maybe, if I'm invited. But even still, before I even go, I call the ex and be like, you know what I'm saying? What's the name called inviting me or whatever? But, you know what I'm saying? I want to see if, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know them with your friends and shit, so I just run it by you, my nigga. But if you got a problem with it, I won't even come. It ain't no big deal. And I definitely wouldn't come with no the new chick or whatever. You feel me? I just be like, fuck, I ain't gonna come. If I ain't going with nobody.
I think it depends on what type of party it is or whatever. But if you don't,
well, you know, a party,
a party.
Drink and smoke, a black party.
I really don't care.
Take a weed, everybody drinking, music loud, a party. Damn it, a get together. Yeah.
I don't really care. But you know, we just differ in that area because it's, to me, like I said, I've done it, and it's not really that big of a deal to me at all.
So you know what though?
Because
you know why? Hold on. Let me tell you
why
though. Hold on, you talked about this on Facebook one time. See, the reason why it wasn't a big deal to you, and everybody listen and pay attention, because this is a key point. The reason why it wasn't that big, the key, is because you were the one who wanted to break up. You feel me? When you were the one that wanted to break up, it's different. You feel what I'm saying? But if you're the one who really didn't want to break up, who really wanted it to work, but it didn't work, you will see the shit differently. You feel what I'm saying? That's why you see it the way you see it. You don't care because you was the one that wanted to break up. And we already talked about this on Facebook. This is why, this is the way you looking at the whole shit. You feel what I'm saying? This is the way you looking at the whole switch, because you looking at it because you, like you said on Facebook, nobody's ever broken up with you. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So you ain't never had to deal with being broke up with nothing like that. You always did it breaking up. So therefore, you ain't never had to worry about it, because it's like you always was like done with that motherfucker any goddamn way. But it's different.
Well,
if you were the one who really didn't want to break up, or you were the one who wanted to work it out. See, this is where everybody's opinion gonna be different. Everybody gonna call it to my motherfucking show tonight and be like, I don't give a fuck. Let him kick rock. I don't care. Blah blah blah. You feel what I'm saying? If you was the one that did the breaking up, you feel what I'm saying? Because you wanted it to be over. But if you wasn't the one that really broke it up, if you was the person that wanted it to work out and you couldn't work it out, then that's when everything's gonna change. Everything gonna look different.
But like I said on the page too.
Wait.
Like I said on the page, if you the one that didn't want the breakup, 9 times out of 10, you the one that caused the breakup. So in that case, if you're the one that caused it in the first place, you just got to deal with the consequences of whatever the hell you did. So you can't really be mad at them and try to tell them what to do.
Hey,
about
hold on. Like I said, you can be you saying you can't be mad, whatever. This is the real world. You can be mad. You feel what I'm saying? You can be mad.
You don't have the right to if you don't want to cause a damn breakup.
It don't matter who caused what. It don't matter who caused what.
You just said it matters.
I'm talking about when it comes down to the friend situation. When it comes down to the friend situation, you feel what I'm saying? The hell with that. Because them was my friends first. So even if I did cause the motherfucking breakup, and we broke up, these are my damn friends first. Now, my friends may be friends with you, and I got pretty decent friends, So if they still cool with you, yeah, they may invite you. You feel what I'm saying? But just like if my friend, if I broke caused the breakup or you caused the breakup, if it was your friends, I would show you that courtesy and be like, man, no, we ain't together no more, so I ain't gonna really do it. I would definitely at least ask you or run it by you. You feel me? Be like, I know these your friends, whatever, how you feel about it. If I be like, no, or she be like, nah, I really ain't trying to have you party, I'd be like, all right, cool. You feel what I'm saying?
So maybe, I guess that goes back to just knowing the type of person you dealing with, because my thing is, if I even got to call you and ask now, it's not even worth the headache. I just won't even come. So, you know, that's just the way I would do it, because I'm like, nigga, I ain't even deal with the drama. I don't want to have to worry about if I'm with somebody, I can't bring them. And, you know, just damn the whole thing. I'd be like, nah, I ain't even fucking with it. Just whatever.
I mean, you can take that route. You know what I'm saying? You can take that route. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm just saying how I would feel about it personally. You feel what I'm saying? I would prefer that it didn't go down like that. Period, point blank. You feel what I'm saying? I wouldn't like that because I don't want to party. If you still got any kind of feelings for the ex whatsoever, you don't want to party with them and the new motherfucking person.
But see, I mean, like I said, that's just going to be where we differ, because if you have those type of feelings for them to that extent, you need to be with them because they still got a certain amount of control over what you do. So if you're going to let them control what you're doing to any degree.
They're not controlling what I'm doing. They're not controlling what I'm doing.
No.
If they my friends, they're not controlling shit about me. I'm controlling my motherfucking goddamn situation.
If somebody can't control your emotions, they can control you. Period. Because that's what it's all about. It's really all about what you feel and how you feel about the situation. So it go back to emotions.
That's not controlling me, though, son. You know what I'm saying? What is so wrong about saying I didn't want to party with my ex and a new nigga? I think the average person feel like that, honestly.
Maybe I'm not the average person. I'm just not the average person.
Okay, let me ask you this. So basically what you're saying is you have partied with the ex and the new friends, whatever. Did any one of y'all bring anybody else? That's the first question I'm asking.
With one of them, we hadn't gotten to the point where we even seeing other people to that point, to that degree. But let me see. One time I have gone to a party with one of my exes. But like I say, I broke up with him, so it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I still didn't give a damn, really.
Okay,
that's a new chick. I don't care. All
right. Well, when you came... But I can't even ask you that because I was going to say, like, if you didn't come or whatever, like, how did he react? Say, like, if y'all didn't even come with nobody, but you was there and you was, like, flirting with somebody else or being whatever, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? All right, now you're laughing. Maybe this is a better question. Maybe you've been through this. I'm trying to see because you haven't been through what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to just get, before I go to the next call, I'm trying to get, you know what I'm saying, where you been. Okay. So let's say you went. And you didn't bring nobody, but y'all both at the party. It's single motherfuckers there. Y'all both single now. Y'all mingling and shit. You feel me? Did he? When you talk to another nigga, was you dancing with him? Whatever. Was he sitting
yeah,
over there?
I was.
Like,
yeah.
Was you sitting over? Oh, first of all, you see, you know what? Your motherfucking ass probably did it and probably started throwing the ass extra hard because the nigga was there just to fuck. That what kind of motherfucker you is.
No.
I'm moving on.
I did what I would do if he wasn't even there because he had a problem with it. I heard about that shit later, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, all right then. So that's what I'm saying. Why the fuck? If I was him and I still, first of all, if I was him, who friend? Okay, who mutual friend was it first?
Was it your friend? My best friend's birthday party.
Okay, so let me go ahead and pull out the 40 cal for your ex. Nigga, why the hell, you feel me, is you even going over to a party, your ex-wife friend them party, knowing she gonna be there, knowing other niggas gonna be like, I wouldn't even go to that shit. You feel what I'm saying? If I already know you the kind of motherfucker, if I already know you like already moved on and I haven't moved on, and I know you finna be over here off the motherfucking chain butt wild, you feel what I'm saying? Then why would I even go over there and subject myself to that? So he crazy as a motherfucker for taking his ass over there. That was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
He's trying not to be around or whatever, but whatever.
Yeah, why would he set himself up like that? You feel what I'm saying? Why the fuck would you go over there, homie?
Well, he said he want to be nosy. He just want a damn seat. Either way.
Well, And all the drama, all the bullshit, what you're talking about right here, is the shit that I don't even want to have to word about. That's why I don't
ain't mad at you about that.
I don't want to party with the ex. Period, point blank. It's not, you know what I'm saying? I just don't want to party with the ex.
But like I said, that's because he still got feelings. He still want to get back with me. So, yeah, he going to feel a little ways about seeing me, you know, dance with somebody or whatever. That's all. That's why he got a problem, because he's still trying to get with me. So, that's what I'm saying. If you had them type of feelings, it's because you're not over that person.
All right. I understand what you're saying about that. But I said, for the purposes of the show, I'm assuming that you still got feelings for him. It's hard to move on. The name of the show is Moving On. So we having these kind of conversations with somebody. This is, we talking about when people still got feelings for the ex. You feel what I'm saying? Or none of these questions wouldn't really be relevant. You feel what I'm saying? None of these questions wouldn't really be relevant. We got to assume that you still got some feelings. But see, since you always, like you said on the Facebook page, when we had a discussion on Facebook, you always did the breakup. You always, they always wanted you back. You just the shit, okay? Damn it. Fuck. All right? So you ain't never really been on receiving. You ain't been on the receiving end of still having feelings for somebody. And you haven't really been through that side of it. So I'm really...
I never have to either, because it don't sound too good.
Yeah, and I've been on the receiving end of it. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm talking to the people who have been on the receiving end when they broke up, but they still had feelings for the person. You know what I'm saying? This is who I'm talking to, because and these are the people that I'm keying, because these are situations that you go through, you feel me, when you break up with some goddamn body. These are just, it's multiple situations. And I'm not even bringing to all the shit that go down when you got kids. That's a whole nother show. That's, I can't even, I only got 2 hour show. I can't even break all of that shit right there that come along to when you got kids with that person into this. I can't even, I'm trying to like leave that shit out, because that's like a whole 2-4 hour show, just that shit right there. You feel what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, in any scenario, kids or no kids, when you still got feelings for that person right there, you want them to be happy, you love them, and you may be like, if they move on and be like, you know what I'm saying, I'm really happy now, and y'all talking, they be like, I'm really happy. Yeah, you might feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm happy that you happy, but deep down, you really ain't fucking happy. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I have, like, okay, with the last question about, you know, your ex, if they, you know, can you still be friends with them?
Right.
I had one, he just got married, like, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And we was cool. We went to high school together. We was cool, kicked it for a minute or whatever. And you know, he said I could come to the wedding, but even at the end, he ended up not even inviting me to the wedding. But my thing with that, me and him can't be friends with each other. Like, if I was his wife or his new girl or whatever, I am not the female that you want him to still be friends with. So in that case, when you just saying if you don't really have any ties with each other as far as still talking to your ex, that is just not a good idea. And granted, yeah, you're going to do what you want to do if you want to mash them anyway, but it's better not to even put yourself in certain situations, not to even leave extra room for that type of shit to happen, because even though he is married to her now, I still would consider myself a threat. But I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, I ain't that type of female. I don't mess with nobody hoods, no married men. I ain't with that bullshit right there. But it's just the point that I'm not the female that she can trust around him.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, why the fuck, if he still got feelings for you, do he want you at the motherfucking wedding? I mean, so...
it's not a big deal. Oh, you can still come.
No, I don't want you there. You're laughing. But let me tell you why I don't want you there. Because on your motherfucking wedding day, you don't need to be goddamn get caught with no hard stare at your ex. You feel what I'm saying? You don't even need that motherfucking drama. You feel what I'm saying? You don't need your motherfucking ex, man. Listen, man, you don't need your motherfucking ex to be there if you still got any kind of feelings with him whatsoever. I'm not invited. I don't want my ex to be there if I got any kind of feelings with him. If I really don't got no feelings for my ex whatsoever, I might invite her. But if she got feelings for me still like that, and she be like, you know what, I can't even come, I wouldn't even be mad. You feel what I'm saying?
When I got married, he was like, nah, I ain't coming. So then when he got ready to get married, he was like, yeah, you can come. But then in the end, he was like, nah, I don't even want you there.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, my nigga, why do you see people?
I mean, I'm cool with it. It was was cool, but, you know, like I said, that's why I'm not with the whole, if you don't have any ties with your ex, friend or no friend, they should, if they're a friend, they should be able to understand that you have a new relationship, and they should be able to respect that decision. And, like, you know what I'm saying, you got to respect boundaries. And 9 times out of 10, one person still got feelings for the other. So let the wrong thing go down, y'all going to end up hooking up, and you're going to fuck up your relationship, knowing that you can't be in a relationship with the person that you done messed it up with. That's retarded.
Well, that's life.
You know what I'm saying? That's how people end up in situations like what we're talking about right now. Because now you done fucked up that's a good relationship, and now you like, well, I still got feelings for you where you shouldn't have fucked it up.
That's
See,
right.
I mean, yeah, it's life, but we got to learn how to make better decisions in our life. You got to learn to figure out what's worth it and what's not.
You getting on a whole other show with that, though.
But you saying that's life. Life is about if you make a choice, you deal with the consequences or the rewards of that choice.
Well, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? All I know is these are real-life situations that people go through. You feel what I'm saying? These are real-life situations that people go through. You understand what I'm saying? And if you still, like I said, we're assuming, for the purposes of this show, we are assuming that you still have feelings for the ex. You feel what I'm saying? That's what we're saying. We saying
I'm just misinterpreting what type of feelings, what kind of feelings. Because you can still love somebody, but, you know, if you still got some other type, like, I don't know.
I mean, feelings, you know what I'm saying? Feelings to where you, I ain't saying like you feel
it's
love.
Not
like,
to me, you have some regret. To me, it sounds like you got regret. But,
I'm just
you
saying,
know,
if you,
for y'all breaking up, not really regular feelings.
Right. Yeah. You have to have a little bit more than just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just care about it. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, I don't want nothing to happen to her. I ain't talking about them kind of light ass feelings. You feel me? I'm talking about you still got some feelings, you know, but y'all broke up. Y'all not going to get back together. You feel what I'm saying? But if you have. Even if you, I'm trying to say that people say they're moving on, but moving on is a process. You feel what I'm saying? And until you told
them, absolutely a process, but it's longer for some than others. For me, it's not that long of a process. I'm just,
relationship.
Yeah, you're right,
it depends on the person, and it depends on a set of circumstances. Like you said, in your situation, it was a lot easier for you to be as callous as you was, because you were the one that broke up, and you were the one that was like, I'm done. You feel me? So when you're the one that instigated, and when you want that, you know what I'm saying, wanted the breakup to happen more so than the other person, then of course your feelings about it on the other end might not be the same. But if you really do still got feelings for that person, why would you want to, like, I just don't. Like, with me and my ex, I really don't want to party with my ex and her new boyfriend. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I just don't really feel like I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to. I just feel a way about it. Maybe because I got certain kind of stuff that I maybe still have or whatever, but it's just me being 100. I don't want to party with my ex and her new dude. You feel what I'm saying? I just don't want to. And if I have friends, that I had beforehand in our relationship, and we break up, even if they invite her, you feel what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, they might invite her, but they don't necessarily mean she got to come. 706, I'm coming to you next, 706. You feel what I'm saying? She ain't got to come. Like, if it was vice versa, you feel what I'm saying? I would call. Even like I said, I may go if it's by myself, solo, but I would still call and be like, yeah, you know, you're going to be going over to, you know, such having a party, whatever. I call, be like, yeah, you going? I'll be like, yeah, you going? But I was thinking about following through. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I would never, especially if I know that the other person, especially if I know, you feel what I'm saying, that she still feel the way about it, you know what I'm saying, if I know that she feel the way about it, I wouldn't do it, you feel what I'm saying, I just wouldn't do it, I'd be like, man, nah, I ain't finna, you know what I mean, I just wouldn't do it.
I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Because that was her friend first, you feel what I'm saying, regardless, I don't care if they invite me, because we could all be friends, so it would be rude of them not to invite me, because we all are still friends. They became her friend, you feel me? But if they call me and ask me, you feel what I'm saying? I'll be like, all right, I'm going to hit you back and get back with you, whatever. And then I'll call them and be like, yo, you know, I heard what's the name, having a party or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, and you know what I'm saying? But, and I may go
I mean, by myself. I guess I just feel like if somebody gets to the point where they break up with me because they don't want to be with me anymore, even if I have feelings for them, you know, just the way that I think, it's like, okay, well, if you don't want to be with me, you're just not the person that I'm meant to be with. So I'm not going to sit there and keep harboring those feelings that's preventing me from moving on, because ultimately that's what it's doing. No matter how you want to slice it, it's still preventing you from moving on because you have those feelings. So, I mean, that's just something that you got to take some time and deal with for yourself before you even try to do anything else.
All right.
That's
now, what about
the way I see it.
Okay, now what about the last question? If your new boyfriend tells you, y'all ain't got no kids now, because like I said, if you got kids with somebody, can't nobody really form their mouth to really give you this one. But we're assuming if you didn't have any kids and you still had some, you know what I'm saying, you still was cool with your ex, and your new person was like, look, I don't deal with being friends with the ex. They don't get down like that. You can have other friends, but they ain't really cool with you being friends with the ex because, you know, y'all was together before.
That's fine with
happen.
Me.
What if,
that's fine with me.
You would be like,
I don't have no problem with that.
You wouldn't kick it with him. You wouldn't see him no more. What if y'all was... So was that really your friend then? I mean...
Yeah, but some people would never really be friends. That's happened to me, too, though. And I had to tell my ex, look, you know what I'm saying? We cool and all that type of stuff, but I'm in another relationship now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to respect my relationship. If that's the person that I have chosen to be with at that time, obviously that's who I'm focusing on. So... I'm going to let my friend know, like, look, you know what I'm saying? I'm kicking it with such and such. And if they're my ex, they already know how I am. Because I did the same for them. So, you know, I did it for you. I'm doing it for them. You already know how I am. But like I said, it's different strokes for different folks.
I think that's a sign of, I think I probably would if I really, really, really like them. But then again, that would be a real turnoff to me because I'm like, damn, why you so, if I'm a fucker, I'm a fucker.
Really
if I'm a fucker, I'm a fucker, everybody else, I'm a cheat.
Saying,
if I'm a cheat, I'm a cheat.
You saying it's life. You saying it's life,
because
when you still have feelings for somebody, you put yourself in certain situations that can be avoided. And if you care about the person that, see, this is what I don't understand about these days. If you care about the person that you're with, you don't want to do anything to hurt them, to disrespect them, or whatever. It's not about being jealous. It's about taking care of your relationship that you have chosen to be in at that point. And a lot of people, you can't take care of your relationship because you're so busy trying to have this relationship, that friendship, that relationship over here, over there. You need to be focusing on who you with. It's
Man.
Not really about being jealous.
I think that's the
I'm
time.
Not.
I'm far
time. From a jealous
Why?
Person. I'm far from
not?
A jealous person.
I can, you know what? I can see if the new person you with was like, I don't do male friends, period. Okay. That's a whole nother topic. And we already had that show on here. We already did the Friends episode. Go back and check the archives, everybody. If you're a first-time listener, go back and check my archives. We already had the show about can males and females just be friends. If they come at you with the look, I ain't with the no males, friends shit, period, point blank. Okay, I get it. That's cool. But if they just singling out that person because that person is your ex and they know it's all good, I mean, I got a problem with that. I don't know what's
that's
up with that.
Like, okay, that's different. That's different if they're trying to single out a specific person. But, you know, like I said, if I'm in a relationship, my friends, my male friends or whatever, they're going to already know, look, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing this now. And that's just the way I am because I don't like drama. So I try to eliminate as much of it as possible off the rip. If I have chosen to be with you, I'm going to be with you.
All right.
You don't have to worry about all that other bull.
All right.
It's not going to be an issue.
All right. All right, we're going to the next call up. 706, just 706, if you listen and call back, I was just about to go to your line. 347-934-0966. 706, call right back. I was just about to come to your line. All right, I'm hanging up, Keith. All right, what? 678-766, you on the air. What's going on? Caller.
Hello?
What's going on, caller? Hello? Hello? Yeah, you. Yeah, you calling?
Yeah, I'm calling because I've been in this situation myself.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I really
Which question are you answering? Because I got like four different questions, so which question are you answering?
Okay, I'm answering the question about the friend and the
okay.
age with the friend. If you're
right.
in a relationship with someone and y'all break up, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to break up with the friends as well, because it's just like when you in a relationship and your family is still in the picture. I wouldn't ask him or ask my ex to stop hanging around my family because it is my family, but my family is also his friend. So if that's what he want to do, he want to hang around my family, he want to hang around my people, I feel like that's okay, and I think it's kind of selfish. If you saying, you know, if I've been called by a friend So what, they were your friend before, but I established a closer friendship with the wife. And if we have a closer friendship, we go out, we hang out, we talk on the phone every day. I don't think the ex should have a problem with that. Now,
No. You're misinterpreting the question. I never said.
No, you said that if they call, that person don't necessarily have to go to whatever function that they have. But if she my friend, then yeah, I'm gonna go to the function because she called and she invited me. So
no,
why
I'm
wouldn't I go just because you coming? No.
No, I'm talking about
mean,
would you bring the would you bring the new boyfriend to the would you bring the new boyfriend? That's what I was talking about.
Why is that a problem? What else is that a problem? If you ain't with that person and that person want to bring a friend, that doesn't mean that you and the ex-boyfriend or her friend, y'all got to be buddy-buddy. It'll be just like if you in the mall and she walking down the mall with her new dude and you say hi, this is my friend such and such, what's up, dude,
okay.
What up? And that could be the end of it. Ain't nobody asking you to get jiggy with them and, you know, bow with them. And who said you got to do all that?
Nobody said that, but let me get to my point. My point in the situation is why this is just my opinion. Everybody got their own opinion, but with me, you feel me? My opinion is this right here, and you gotta listen, Carla. What I said before I even started off this conversation was we're going with the assumption, because the name of the show is moving on, but we're going with the assumption that there are still feelings amongst the parties that we're talking about. You feel what I'm saying? Whether it be one-sided or not. You feel what I'm saying? That's what everybody listen to the show, 347-934-0966. 706, call back. I'm going straight to you as soon as you call back. If you listen to me, I was trying to get to you, but call back because I know you was waiting for a minute. Call back. Now, listen. What I'm saying is we are assuming, you feel me, that there are still feelings between the two people, and it's known amongst both people, right? Whether it be one-sided or not, right? Nobody, including... nobody that I know of, maybe you feel differently, but nobody that I know of, you feel me, wants to go to a party where there may be any kind of form of uncomfortable feeling or tension or anything of the sort. You feel what I'm saying? Nobody wants to do that, all right? It's a party. Let me finish. You don't want to be uncomfortable, right? Nobody wants to do that, okay? So, if you know now, if it's been expressed to you, y'all, you know, we once again, everybody, we're assuming you still got feelings. Every question I'm asking, we're assuming that you still got feelings for the other party. Either one party does or both parties do. It don't matter. Either or. But somebody got feelings. If you know that you're going to a party to go have a good time, and you know that being uncomfortable is not having a good time, if that was that person, the other party's friends or family person, first of all, I feel like you should, even if you get invited by the friends, since that was their friends first and y'all all met each other through that particular person, you feel what I'm saying? And, you know, they say they was friends for years before y'all even met, and then through your relationship you met them and y'all did become cool, even if you and the wife or whatever is still cool or whatever. If you never would have met them in life had it not been for him, and he's been hanging out with them for years and years before you even met, the least that you could do is say, look, such and such called me, and you know what I'm saying, how do you feel about me really coming over there? Because that person right there is going to all, if they had those friends before you, chances are they're going to know that was his circle of friends after you. You feel me? Because they was, you didn't meet them through him. You feel what I'm saying? You met them through him. You feel what I'm saying? And vice versa. So if he...
Okay, well,
Let me finish.
But does the other person respect that? Has that happened? Has that person brought somebody over there? Or do they respect that?
No, you didn't let me finish saying. What I'm saying is, Let me tell you. All I would do is ask the person, the ex, look, I want what such as call me. How do you feel about me coming? Whatever. If they tell you, man, I really, that should have made me feel uncomfortable, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying. And they express to you how they would feel about it. I wouldn't do it, no matter how cool I am with whoever, with the other people, because those were that person's friends first. If they told you, they would feel uncomfortable with that.
It's okay to agree to disagree, because I really disagree with what you're saying. Because right at that moment, I think at a certain point, you're being selfish. You're trying to run everything. And it's like the other person has to wait until you feel the time is right. So when you feel like you want to bring somebody over and you over it, you full-fledged over it, then it's okay. But until then, they can't do it. Because
no,
if you wanted to date somebody else and you felt like this person was the person that you wanted to be with, la, 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 skip it down to third, if you were cool with it and you really over it, you would be okay with it.
I told you, and everybody listening, everybody that's on my line, all the callers, pay attention. I told you that they still have filthy. Everybody, for every question that I'm asking on the Moving On episode tonight, we're assuming that there are still feelings amongst two people. You feel what I'm saying? Whether it be one sided or not.
Wait, I gotta go to. Okay, hold on. Let me call you back because I'm in a bad area and you static. So I'm gonna call you back. Look for my number.
I'll see your number. If you come back, I'll go back to you. They put off. Okay. But, like, listen, what she was saying is that's selfish. Me personally, I do not feel like that's not being selfish at all. Because it's only selfish if it does not work in reverse, people. If you wouldn't extend the same courtesy back to that person. If that person called and told you, look here, man, you feel me? I really don't want you hanging around. This is somebody that y'all hang around and party with on the regular. I really don't want you to do that because I still feel uncomfortable. I feel a little ways about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I still got feelings with you, and I really need to I don't really need that. You feel me? If it was me and the shoe was on the other foot, first of all, I would A, ask, and B, if they said, nah, man, that really make me feel uncomfortable, that make me really feel a ways about that shit, you did, trust and believe. See, the caller that just got off the air said that I was selfish, or that was a selfish act. Because I said that, but I feel like it's only selfish if I won't do the same thing, if I don't extend the same courtesy to that person. I.e., if the roles were reversed, those were her friends. I never knew them before we got together. I meet them, even if me and the dude super cool. If I call her, or they say, look, you know, such as having a party, I'm going, you going. Yeah, I'm going, but you know what I'm saying? You know, they're my folks, man. You know, you done got your little girl or whatever. I ain't really trying to party with y'all. I'd be like, okay, I ain't coming. I can't go to that function. It's a problem. That's her people. They gonna be her people. They was her people before me. They gonna be her people after me. I'd extend the same fucking courtesy. That's just. It's only selfish if I would not do the fucking same thing if the roles was reversed. And I'm telling you, for a fact, I know me better than me, and better than you, and better than anybody else calling. That I would not do that. I would, A, see what's good with it. If you ain't got a problem with it, then cool. But if you do got a problem with it, trust and believe, okay, it's all good. I got an active social life. I can find something else to fucking do. I don't have to go there. I don't have to do that. I got more friends than them one set of friends. I'll do something else. It's that simple. That's not the end of the world. You feel me? That's not stopping me from eating. I can't go to that party. I can't go to that party tonight. It don't say nowhere I can't go to another party, or me and my new girlfriend and boyfriend can't go to this other function. I can't go to that function. Oh, fucking can't. Moving along to the next motherfucking function. Why I gotta go to that one? I don't have to go to that one. I can go to the next one. You feel me? That's all I'm saying. It's only selfish if you don't reciprocate it and do the same exact thing yourself. If you don't check with that motherfucker and see what's good with popping with that, that's when it's selfish. You feel what I'm saying? Whether you feel like you don't think my opinion tonight is on point with that particular question, that's cool. But you can't call it selfish if I'm gonna do the same exact act if the roles were reversed. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. I got a lot of people on the line. Somebody hit the motherfucking number one. All right, please. I got 10 people on the line. None of y'all ain't never broke up with somebody and still have feelings with them. Let me go ahead and run a synopsis down for all these people that jumped. How you doing? From the 850 and 813 and numbers that's blocked. How y'all doing? I don't know who the hell y'all is, but what's up? Oh, somebody just hit the number one hand with a blocked number. What's good, caller?
What's good? Destiny Peaches.
Oh, Peaches, where the hell your ass been, man? Where the hell you been, man? Your ass be, you be in and out with this shit now.
Yeah, I told you this is my business.
Hey,
let me ask you,
are you on the computer?
Not right now.
Oh, okay, my bad. I was just trying to, everybody, if y'all don't know, let me know what's up with the Ustream feed. Anybody that's looking at me on the Ustream feed, let me know how we looking, all right? Let me know if everything, if y'all see everything, you feel me? I told you we still getting into this shit. So if you don't know, you can actually look at us on the Ustream feed, you feel me? And this is our first time actually broadcasting it live like that. So let me know if you're on Facebook or whatever, you're my Facebook friend, and you can see me on Ustream. Let me know if we broadcasting right or how we sound and shit, because like I said, we just tying this visual into the actual radio show. But go ahead, Miss Peaches, let me know. 813, I see you. I'm going to go to you next. Go ahead, Miss Peaches.
All right. Now, I feel like when you break up, whether you're doing the dumping or you've been dumped, it's some feelings, y'all. Whoever friends, you need to keep them separate. You need to start tapering out from his friends, and he need to taper out from yours. I mean, I can understand big events like somebody might get married out their little crew or, you know, something like that. But,
right.
No, nah, don't miss that shit.
Yeah, not the card parties, not the barbecues. Unless y'all
talk. All the shit, do some shit with your friend.
Right.
You don't need to, if that's his friend first,
all right,
then you're not a part of his life like that no more.
Exactly, because them was his fucking friends before, or them was her friends before your ass. They're going to be her friends, her family, after the motherfucking fact. Period, point, fucking blank. They're going to be her motherfucking, they was there before you, they're going to be there after you, we know this. So if y'all talk about it and they express to you, even if look, Peaches, you saying it like off the rip. I'm cool enough to where I'm like, let's talk about it at least. And if you say that's how you feel, then that's what I'm gonna honor.
If one of his friends call me and invite me to their barbecue or whatever, shit, I'm not gonna call him and say, well, they invited me. Is it cool to go? Not on some just humbug type of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I go and do something else. I wouldn't even mention to him that his friends call me to invite me to this. And
right,
he was going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Them your friends. But like I said, if it's some special event or something big, like a wedding, and then, you know, and it's been a little time and both of y'all sort of done moved on, then yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me go 813-404. Y'all next. Y'all on deck. I'm coming to y'all. Let me ask the other two questions. If they invited you to their wedding, would you go? The new person, the ex getting married. And you still got some feelings about
my
it.
My ex get married. What I do? Hell, I ain't
got
gone.
Okay. All right.
Now, anyway, I want to go out of respect for that female. You know what I'm saying? That's her day. Do your thing. I ain't trying to.
Well, she ain't got no. Well, you know what? You know what? She said she ain't got no problem with it. Now, you know how y'all might be. Y'all might say that shit, but y'all might not really mean it. But we assuming she said she ain't got no problem with it.
Yeah.
You're
no,
both?
I still want to go. Not to my ex. My ex, not one of his friends' wedding, right?
No, his wedding. They getting married. He getting married to his new
chick. No, I'm letting them go and kick her out every day. What I need to be up in there for?
Hey,
that's just me.
I'm asking these questions because a couple of people I know been invited back to their new wedding by to the ex, and these motherfuckers was like, some people went, and I'm like, why the fuck would you go? You know what I'm saying? And I know for a fact they still got feelings for that motherfucker. Why the fuck did you go? Just to fucking just stab your own self, follow your sword, nigga. Shoot yourself. But kill your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? That's just fucking ludicrous right there. Who does that? You know what I'm saying? But also, I know people who was like, man, hell, motherfucking dog, nigga. I might run up that motherfucker on some goddamn Dwayne and Whitney shit. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody.
Nigga, go
you got
Dwayne and Whitney shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And break the whole charade up, nigga. Ah.
What the fuck you gonna go up in there for? You still like the motherfucker.
You know what? I ain't going. Not if I, and especially if I think I feel one hand on. I might get you a gift, but I ain't going.
Yeah.
I might send a gift to our other friends, but I ain't going. Hell no. I ain't going. I'm just
the only way that I'm going if it was my kid's father getting married. And my children
man,
in the wedding.
You know what? Man, I might not go then. You know what I'm saying?
I might go in this situation. That's a might. But
okay. Well,
generally, you know, just to see a child or whatever. But generally,
right.
No.
Okay.
Hell no. I ain't going.
All right. And one last question before I go to the 813. And then the 404, then 678. And 706, call back. And the other 678, call back. Y'all got to give me, goddammit, let me get down the damn call. Damn it, man. All right, so before I go to the 813, this is the last question. What if your new man tell you, and you still cool with your ex for whatever reason, y'all still straight, but what if your new man come in and be like, hey, cease all communications with that nigga, this shit dead, would you do it? If that's your motherfucking friend, now, you ain't fucking him.
I might not be fucking him, but you know what, I straight up tell him, look, hey, this what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all got that movie because of ASAP by that new shit. Hey,
yeah, okay, this what it is. Nah, I agree with Kay on that. This what it is. You're not finna. No.
That new nigga
right there.
Whatever you like.
You wouldn't do that.
Whatever you like. You're coming to America, nigga. Whatever you like.
Will you want your girl to do that for you?
Hey, fella, you hear it live on K100, nigga. When she cut your motherfucking ass off, that goddamn new dick has spoken. You is dead, nigga. Kill yourself.
What do you want your girl to do that for you?
I'm just saying, me personally. I ain't saying you can go out and eat and spend the night with a nigga and have a sleepover, motherfucker, but I ain't finna tell you to cease communication, nigga. Especially if y'all got no motherfucking children, nigga. You might as well go on ahead, nigga. We won't have problems.
If you got kids, that's an automatic.
You already know, man. It's gonna be some problems, man. You feel me? Because them motherfuckers, they got
kids. I'm assuming no kids involved in the situation.
I was just saying, but for this scenario, yeah, we is talking about no kids. When somebody got kids, man, you have to shut the fuck up and sit down.
Oh, yeah, that right there. That's it. That's the smoking.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying you got to go over there and spend 4 hours with this nigga every motherfucking weekend, nigga, but I'm just saying. You feel me? That nigga might get you a motherfucking Mother's Day gift and goddamn offer to take you to dinner. You know what I'm saying? Just the little petty shit like that. You feel me, though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right, exactly. All right, we're going to the 813. All right, man, please stay on the line, man. All right.
Okay.
All right, we're going to the 813, then the 678. All right. Holla at me, 813. What is that? Is that Tampa?
That's Tampa Strizzles, nigga.
Oh, Spray, what the hell you calling me from? A house phone, nigga? I thought, man, who the hell you? What's going on, man?
What's going on, baby? What it do?
You know, I know the Florida code, so I'm like, nigga, that's Tampa. Yeah, I forgot your ass and went down there.
Boy,
shit. What's going on?
That Bay nigga, Fowler nigga. nigga. Yo, what up, though? But, nigga, I'm looking at you, nigga. You looking, you know what I mean? You looking crispy on the U.S. stream shit. You know what I mean?
Yes, nigga. What the business is, Strizzles, nigga. You see us, K100? Hey, you see me over here on the box egg, nigga.
I fell on that couch. I fell asleep on that couch.
I've been
for many mixing sessions, you dig? Cause that nigga take all day to mix, and we get this shit crispy.
Right. So let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this right here, man. You trying to party with your goddamn ex and the new nigga or what? Straight up.
Hell no, not me, never me. Like I don't even see what's the point. That's so many places to go party. To me, if that even goes down, somebody has an agenda. You know what I mean?
There's an agenda
behind that. Somebody wants to make somebody jealous. It got to be something behind that, because there's too many places to go party for you to go somewhere with your ex and her nigga, son. You know what I mean? I don't want to see that shit. Fuck that.
You feel me? Like that's my whole thing. Like, this ain't the only motherfucking Memorial Day barbecue. This ain't the only motherfucking 4th of July party. It's a thousand other places you can go. Exactly. Tell me exactly why you got to come party with my friends that I had before you over here. Even if they did invite you, even if you is cool with her or whatever, you feel me? That's all I'm saying. If I tell you I got a problem with it, if I tell you it's good, it's good. But if I tell you I got a problem with it, you need to honor and respect that, because I would do the same thing. It's only selfish if I won't do the same fucking thing. But I swear on everything, on my kids, I will be the same way. I will check with that. Because especially if them if them was your friends first, fucking right, man, I'm checking with that. I'm going to see what's good. Even on the fuck out who he is. If that's your family, you feel me? And you be like, yo, I'm going to my motherfucking family shit, man. And I'm trying to have a good time. Man. I don't want to be over there with you and your new girl. All right. I ain't finna be mad. I'm dead in that. I ain't going.
Period.
I mean, on some true shit.
My ex and my friends, you know what I mean? They cool. They still cool. They hang out. You know what I mean? I don't go. I still don't go over there. You know, I ain't even cool with them niggas like that no more. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because they want to keep that relationship up with her. My thing is like, well, fuck it. You know what I mean? I ain't got to go party with y'all neither. You know what I mean? I don't give I'm just taking myself out the situation, period. I give a fuck. I'll go meet some new friends, nigga. I got new friends like Blizzum, you know, De Niro, you feel
me? But see, my thing is, you shouldn't have to really, you shouldn't be the one to have to deal, homie. You know what though? You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna tell you right now. You feel me? And that's crazy because you shouldn't have had to even lose, even though them was your friends and your friends did make the decision to go ahead and still continue to be friends with her. First of all, when you a guy, and I'm gonna go into the 6, 7, 8 after this. If you a guy, let me tell you why this shit gets funny style. Because you know how women is anyway. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So women ain't gonna see shit how men see shit. You feel me? So just because she's still cool with your homeboy's wifey or whatever, and she may go, that's understandable. That's cool because women see shit differently. You feel what I'm saying? But niggas is not trying to party with their ex-girl and the new nigga. See, we got more pride. We contain the pride gene, our pride gene heavier. You feel me? No matter what. And if we still got any kind of inkling of feelings about that chick, we not trying to party with her and new nigga. And if this was my motherfucking friend.
Feelings for the chick, we ain't trying to party with her and a nigga.
Right, right. I mean, who does that? You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to do it.
Apparently, there's some motherfuckers that do that. But, you know, your girl was going hard at you earlier, nigga.
Right.
Eat on your motherfucking ass, nigga.
Who you talking about? What you talking about, Key?
Yeah, just the caller before the caller you just had, the one that said she was going to call you back, son.
Oh, nigga, you already know that's my baby mama. That's why. She going to be mad at her. She like, nigga, don't tell motherfuckers when it's me. Let me hold my own. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, nigga. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Hold back.
Hey, Blizz, check it out. On this U.S. stream shit, the shit is merch, but you can't see when I'm chatting with you?
Oh, I don't know, nigga. I don't know. I don't know. You chatting with me on here?
Well, no, yeah, I was asking questions like, yo, what's the topic of the show? Because I just clicked. I didn't even see what the topic is. You know, I fuck with you. Like, I don't give a fuck what the topic is. I was just coming to listen. You know what I mean? I'm asking you what's the topic, but you weren't responding. And then Latrice Langston was trying to chat, too.
Damn, man. See, this shit, I ain't see that. I'm gonna have to try it again. All right, let me go to these other callers, Bully, because I don't see that on my screen. I gotta find out where that button is. I know you can do that.
Listen, when you're watching it on here, you can hear you clear, but you can't hear your callers.
I know that. I already know that. That's why I told everybody, if you're watching me on Ustream, you need to have two screens open. You need to have a screen open for watching me on Ustream, and you need to have the other screen open for Blog Talk Radio when you're listening. You feel me? You're going to need two windows open. The one to watch me and the one to listen to me the normal way when you listen to me. Because we can't pipe in the feed from the show to Ustream. We can't do it. It just can't be done. So we want you to open up two screens. Open up the pop-up with us visual. Leave that screen up. And then you know how you got your tab. Open up another window. And then listen to the show on that one. Everybody pay attention. Everybody who's trying to do Ustream, looking at me live via Ustream, that's how you got to do it. You can't hear the show talking. You got to pop it open. And you can hear me and then listen. So you're basically looking at two screens on your window. I mean, two windows on your screen. You got me, homie?
Yeah, I got you, boy.
All right, man. Let me go to the next caller then, all right?
No, nigga.
All right. 678-432, you on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to make my comment. Are y'all, since you're live, is it some eye candy? I'm not on the computer, but I just want to know if it's some eye candy. Since you're live.
We're live video via Ustream. That's where we're at, live.
Right.
You see it?
So is it some eye candy? I didn't log on the computer, but I just wanted to know if it was some eye candy.
I'm eye candy. Maybe you've never seen my goddamn pictures.
So he said he was eye candy. No, but I wanted to make a comment about your topic. I think it's unfortunate when everybody are still friends, and it does make it hard to decide, okay. And it's hard because you don't want to lose the other friend, even though, you know, we may have been friends with the male first, and then you met the girlfriend later, but it's still hard.
Right. Now let me see. Earlier, I had a call on the line, and I basically just revealed that it was my ex, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we were basically talking on some on a personal level, this is actually a personal question, but it's okay because I keep 100 over here on the show. It's no big deal. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because that's still one of my motherfucking closest friends regardless. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? No matter what happens, we're not going to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, she said that that was a selfish notion. And I said to everybody that's listening to my show, and I tell anybody again, what I said about the whole, and we got multiple questions on the show. So that's not the only question I was going to ask you. We got multiple questions. But the question of should you go over to the ex's parties and all that right there, she said that was selfish because, you know, why would you want to block her from the friends or whatever? But like I told her, a party is all about having a good time, and if that makes that party uncomfortable, you should not do it. And she said that was selfish. I said the only way that would be selfish is if I asked you to do that and I didn't. I.e., if me and her had multiple friends, you feel me? And actually, she, you know, if she had some friends, you know what I'm saying, that was cool and that entertained a lot and all that, you feel me? And we used to go over there all the time, you feel what I'm saying? And then I didn't do this, I didn't run it by her, and I didn't check her, and I expected for me to be able to go over there and do that the same thing just like that, you did? Okay, then I would be being selfish if I felt like I should be able to do it, but she can't. You feel what I'm saying? But that's not the case. If it was me and she was on the other foot and I asked that question to her and she was like, you know what, I would feel uncomfortable. I really wouldn't want to do that because, you know, if feelings are still there or for whatever reason, I would honor that. It would only be a selfish act if I did not reciprocate that same respect going back the other way. You feel what I'm saying? If it was,
yeah,
if the shoe was on the other foot,
I mean,
if she told me, me and my ex have a friend that's sitting right next to me right now. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? Right now.
Yeah.
This is my homie Big Swole. You feel me? That's how I even met this guy. You feel me? This is one of my close friends. But if he was having a function or something, or a family function or anything like that right there, you feel me? And she felt the way about me coming over to that function with another woman, trust and believe, I'm going to miss that function. It don't matter if Swole is my motherfucking partner. You feel what I'm saying? And I go to a lot of his stuff or whatever. If she felt a way about it because he is her family, and that is that's just it. He gonna be after we broke up. If we break up, whatever, it don't matter. You feel what I'm saying? That's gonna be her family.
Yeah.
Then was gonna be my friend. If she said she had a problem with it, trust and believe, I wouldn't go. That's why it's not a selfish act, because I would do the same thing if the shoe was on the other foot. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That's why I would
make sure, you know, it's okay with the other person coming, you know, but not bringing your new girlfriend or your new boyfriend. But if everybody's cool with, if you two are cool with each other, that knowing that both of you guys are going to be there,
right?
I don't think it's a problem. You think it's a problem in that case? If everybody's cool and y'all don't have a beef with each other? Okay.
No. I said that. You feel what I'm saying? I said it earlier on the show. I said, because some people, they be all right with you going and hanging around the ex-friends and stuff, y'all going, you feel me? I said, but it might get tricky. I said, where it get tricky at is if you start bringing the new girlfriend, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Or situations can arise because they are both single, and it's going to be other single people at get-togethers and social functions. Somebody get to, you know what I'm saying, you know, get to going, mingling or whatever. But that's only if you really, really, really super jealous. You feel what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to sit there and just be like blocking. You know, that's if you're a super jealous person. Then that might be a problem if you really just super jealous and you really just straight in love with that person still to the day. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Then they may be feeling the ways about it. You know what I'm saying? But I would at least ask. And if they say, look, I don't mind you coming, but I really don't mind. I just ain't really trying to party with you and your boyfriend. You feel me? Then if you say it's okay for you to come, then I would, same thing. If she was to tell me, I don't mind you coming, man. I ain't trying to party with you and your new girl. Well, then, whenever I'm with my new girl, I got a new girl, I ain't going to go to a so old party. You feel me? Going somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm by myself, and she has an issue with it, boom, I go. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because I ain't got a problem with that. And so then, we ain't got no problem. I understand.
Yeah, that makes that makes sense. I mean, it's a respect thing too.
Yeah. It's
but
all
if everybody's
about
on good terms, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and,
yeah.
Right. If everybody's on good terms, then you probably wouldn't want to bring your new girlfriend around anyway, knowing that the other people still friends with. You know, how would you feel about that?
Exactly.
So you have a girlfriend and you bring her over to the friend's house, the mutual friend's house. How would you feel? You know, would you bring your new girlfriend around the friends, or would you keep her separate?
Well, see, if it's my friends, I feel like I have the right to do that because they was my friends first. You feel what I'm saying? But if it's her friends, if it's, like I said, if it's my man's right here, function. You feel me? Then I'm definitely not gonna just pop up over there with the, you know what I'm saying? Because she'll pop up and she might say, I'll be like, you know what I'm saying? First of all, I probably would more than likely just avoid the whole situation because this is her family. That's fucking a whole nother level. It's her family. Who does that? You know what I'm saying? Who brings the new girlfriend to the family's function? I mean, goddamn. It's bad enough taking the nigga to the friend, but the family? Goddamn, nigga. It's 40 cal. It's how shit happened. It's how shit fell off. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But I wouldn't even do that. You know what I'm saying? But at least, you know what I'm saying? At the very least, I call and be like, what you know? But I probably wouldn't even really just do it anyway because I just try and avoid that kind of drama and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I really just really wanted to, and this is my dude, and I know I'm going to marry this chick, and we're going to be together forever. And I know that, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, look, you know what I'm saying? But if you still straight up be like, yo, I feel a way about that, then when they have any functions or whatever, boom, we gone. What I do is, how we all party is, I have the motherfucking function. You feel what I'm saying? Throw the party, invite him, and invite whoever else and her. Now, if you bring your ass to that shit, that's on you.
Yeah.
Kids by themselves. Yeah. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? But when it's the other way, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I had a function in. If I was a party with my homeboy and his, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I invite my dog. So then when it come down, he's like, I was invited. You can't tell me not to come to this party. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't got to come
to
that. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't go to his shit knowing that he going to invite his cousins. And, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Who does that? Now, let me ask you this before you get off the air call, and then we go into the next caller. You feel me?
Okay.
Yo, if your ex had, you know what I'm saying, and you really you cared about him, but y'all ain't together no more, but you still kind of fit, you know, we're assuming, like I said, I don't know, you might have just jumped on the line, so we assume that everybody that we're talking about in this particular show, they still kind of have a little feelings about each other. Would you go to their wedding if they get married to somebody else? Would you go to the wedding?
No, I wouldn't go. No.
Ain't that just really kind of fucked up? I'm just saying.
Yeah, it would be. You were the one standing up there instead of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Let's just be real.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Why you going to go to the wedding? I mean, people be like, man, if y'all broke up. Man, breaking up necessarily means moving on. The name of the show, K100 episode 58, is named Moving On. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Moving on. But moving on means you're in the process of doing. It's not moved on. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
The name of the show is Moving On. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Not move.
And
not
I
pass.
Wouldn't attend.
Right. Okay.
I wouldn't
okay. So we understand each other. You feel what I'm saying? Just asking a question. All right. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host P-Rate is out for the week, but my homeboy Big Swole is in the motherfucking building representing Chainless 2, which you did one time. You still ain't figured out that scene call shit.
Man,
I see you over here in the chat line and all kind of shit. And we still can't figure out this fucking other shit we trying to do.
Okay.
Damn it. We big shit now. We already about you stream.
Yeah.
Cheers. I figured that one out. I fixed that one. But what? But you can't figure out the screen call shit?
Computer.
Like, computer. I see. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
His computer shit is wild. Yeah. Computer shit is wild, man.
I'm trying to log on. She's doing
it. We're going to work out the kinks. We're getting there.
Yeah.
850-319. Get at me. Shay Shay, what's popping, baby?
What's up? How y'all doing?
How you doing? What's going on with you?
Good. I see y'all on the screen. Y'all looking real nice.
All righty then. That's what's up. I thought that was eye candy. I don't know what the hell my laptop was. I'm fucking hot, bitches.
Yeah, y'all look like some little chocolate mercils on the screen.
And we over here getting nice and toasty.
I see.
At least I am. I'm getting drunk as a motherfucker. But anyway. I'm going to play a song in a minute, so I had that break in about 1 second after Shay. What's going on, Shay? So, all right, Shay, you've been on the line. Listen, I see your number been up here for a minute, so you've been listening. So, first
I have to get logged on the screen first to get adjusted with that.
Right. Okay, so first thing first, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Would you go to the wedding if you still got feelings for him?
If I still had feelings for him, I really don't think I would go to the wedding. Because I wouldn't try to put myself in an uncomfortable situation or to put anybody else in an uncomfortable situation. And being a female myself, I really wouldn't want to put her in that situation like that. Because I wouldn't want, you know, if I'm getting married, my ex better not show up with somebody else. Not like that. That's like totally inappropriate, whether there's feelings or not. That's just inappropriate. Don't take away my shine.
Oh, so you don't give a fuck what it, so just period, point blank, your ex saying you don't want your ex there, period.
Hell no.
Well, I ain't saying that y'all ended up, but you was ready to cut that nigga when you left him. Now, we ain't talking like that. We talking about y'all ending amicably. You feel me? It just ended.
I'm not trying to have no potential for anything because, you know, once you get there, some feelings that you might thought have been buried or hidden or he was okay with or whatever might not be so okay, and that ain't the time to discover that.
Yeah, you're right. You had one of them Dwayne Wayne.
Yeah, that ain't the time to be discovering that. Now, if there's kids involved, you know, that's a no-brainer. But, you know, with no kids involved, oh, no. Mm-mm.
Right.
And
okay.
None of that mixing company stuff.
All right. So what about, well, okay, I'm going to ask you the last one, and I'm going to ask you the main question that we spent a lot of time on tonight. You feel me?
Okay.
All right. If you got a new man, and y'all, you ain't fucking him or nothing, but this was your ex, y'all was together for 5 years, you broke up or whatever, this still your friend, you still care about him and shit, but your new man say, man, cease and desist, man. But this your friend now. You got love for him, like, you know what I'm saying? This ain't just no average, everyday goddamn homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do?
We would have to have a discussion and be like, look, you know we cool and stuff, but you know, do really have a problem with, you know, our interactions. So we're gonna have to, like, you know, really calm that down because it might get to a point where, you know, the new dude might be okay with it. Maybe it's like the initial insecurity or something like that. But you gotta give that person that level of respect. You can't just be like, oh, okay, well, forget that, whatever. You know, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do because you might not have them no more if that's the case. So you got to at least initially give that person that respect and let them warm up to the idea. Maybe they might come around and see, oh, okay, well, you know, that person, okay, I see it ain't like what I thought it was or something like that. But,
right.
Yeah, he would just have to understand. Of course, we would talk about it, whatever, but, yeah, initially, he would just have to understand that.
Okay.
Because I looked at it, if it was the other way around, you know, I think that the person would want the same thing out of me. I mean, I would at least give that same courtesy, so, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. So, and last but not least, the major question that everybody has been toying with or everybody has not seen eye to eye on tonight, you feel me? Do you think that if you had friends first, they're your friends first, or let's say that they was his friends first, let's just switch it around, they was his friends first, y'all was together for some years, you became cool with them too, they like your close friends now, especially you and his friend's girl, y'all hang out, y'all go shopping, y'all do all kinds of things together, you feel me? Y'all break up, they have parties, they entertain, whatever, and they, because you and her are friends, she invites you, but y'all know y'all still kind of got feelings about each other, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you should be able to go?
Yeah.
Would you go? First question.
I
would
go if I knew that the ex was going to be there with the new person.
No,
I mean,
just say
I mean,
everybody. Did you hang up on him?
By themselves?
Say what now?
My bad, first name. You said if he was there by himself?
Uh-huh.
Well, if he was there by himself, yeah, I probably would go. Because, I mean, that has happened to me before. I mean, I still get invited to places for my ex's friends. Now, if I know he's going, and I know that, you know, he's going there with his company, no, I'm not going to go. Because I'm just not going to be disrespectful like that.
Okay, but what if he tells you
no, we and him we don't even talk. But I'm just saying, like if I know for sure, then I'm not going.
Right. Well, if you don't even talk, I'm saying if y'all cool and y'all gonna talk. So we, for the purposes of this show, we're assuming that you and X are still cool. Y'all in communication. You feel what I'm saying? You muted her. Take off screen. Go ahead, Shay.
All right, I didn't hear what you said. My phone like jacked up. I had to walk in there and listen to the computer.
I think Swallow was fucking with some shit and muted you.
Swallow, leave it alone. Trying to hear y'all.
He over here trying to figure out this new screen call feature. Okay,
you cut me off.
But what we try, everybody that's listening, what we over here fucking on this other screen, we got Ustream up. What we over here trying to do is like when you call into the show, you can be like, hey, what you doing? What's your name? What's your question? Type it up and then I can add your name and what you actually want to ask me and then I can go to your line. Okay, so we really trying to make this shit official. Alright. K100 269, you jump back on the line, you up next. But go ahead. So you feel like if that was your if that was his friends or whatever, and if he tells you, look, I'm uncomfortable with partying with you like that, would you still go?
No, I wouldn't go. I definitely wouldn't go then.
You think
I mean,
selfish?
I don't think it's selfish because I wouldn't want it the other way around. I really wouldn't. I mean, if
right.
I'm hanging out, you know, with my friends or whatever, I probably wouldn't want him there either.
Right.
You know, if I still have feelings like that, I wouldn't want him there because, you know, I'm trying to have fun. I'm not trying to think about that.
Right, right. If you, I mean, if he asks you, you'd be like, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And if he asks you and you'd be like, nah, I ain't really feeling that, nah. You know what I'm saying? And then he'd be like,
I wouldn't
okay.
say nothing about it. I just wouldn't go.
Right. Right. All right. I'm just asking a question. I'm just asking a question. All right. Well, you answered the question. We're going down to the 269. Thank you for calling. Stay on the line.
All right. I got
all right.
you.
All right. 269, you on the air. That's Michigan.
What's
people. What's going down?
What's up? I see y'all on Ustream. Y'all looking good. It's clear.
What's happening? What's happening? We trying to get
what
everything right. We're trying to say so you can see everything. When we have the goddamn strippers come over here and we have the
oh.
show on.
Lord
have
mercy.
And we have that show, fellas. We got you.
Lord.
Ustream. The new shit. It's the new YouTube. Go ahead. All right.
Lord,
so go ahead.
Have mercy.
Go ahead. It's K100, man. It's what we do. All right. So,
okay.
Let me ask you this right here.
All okay. right.
The very first question, would you go
okay.
to, would you go to the ex's wedding? Now, again, assuming, I don't know if you heard, but we're assuming for the purposes of the show, everybody everybody is got a little bit of feelings for the person. You feel what I'm saying? You still got a little bit of feelings.
I still got a little bit of feelings for the person. No, I'm not going to the wedding.
Right.
I'm not going. It's not a good look. And then even if I didn't have feelings and we was all cool, I still don't think I would go to the wedding because I don't want to, you know, because everybody's going to be whispering and it's going to take away from them. So I just wouldn't go even if I didn't have feelings for them because it's they, you know, let them have their day and do whatever.
Right, 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 right. So you basically wouldn't go?
No, I wouldn't go.
Okay. Now, what if your new man don't want you to hang with your ex whatsoever? Don't want you to really communicate with him like that? You feel me?
Uh-huh. Is there kids involved?
No. We already
okay.
said if it's kids involved, you cannot say that. You cannot.
Right.
You cannot do that if you got kids involved. So we basically
I was
already
because that ain't gonna work. But if no kids involved, we just friends. And the new man got a problem with it. Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to the ex and be like, you know, new man got a problem. I think, you know, we might need to chill out, you know, to figure out me and him doing if he going to accept this or not. And we going to have to go from there and see how it go.
Okay. Most of the women laying down about their new dick.
You may still have feelings for the old dick, but obviously something didn't work. That's why you came together. So you know, you can't be messing with the new dick for the old dick that wasn't right.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. I'm just saying, you know, niggas might fight a little harder for that throwback pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all probably will because, you know, y'all, that's what y'all do. Y'all backs.
Right. We might be like, I'm saying, goddamn, why you acting like that? You know, we might try and make up some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
to justify that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? You feel me?
Right.
But on some real shit, y'all got there. Every woman, that was like a no-brainer for the women. The women was like, ah, new dick said no. It's nothing.
Right.
Shit is over, nigga. Shit is over.
Right.
So, nigga, fellas, everybody listen to the show. Everybody watch me on Ustream. Fellas, y'all hear this shit. If you name it, these women, if they knew man, that new dick, if he doing his all of a sudden your ex, like, you know what I'm saying, she used to hit you up every now and again, and y'all do whatever and go to lunch, nigga, if that motherfucking goddamn shit just ceased, nigga, now you know the new dick has you already know.
You so crazy.
What? I'm wrong?
No, you're right.
All right. That's all I'm saying. All right, so last question before we... Y'all know you got to answer. Why you keep turning people off, man? Don't mess that one.
My bad.
Damn it, man.
What's
Hello?
Going on? Y'all muting people and stuff.
Nah, it's all over here fucking with the screening call. Don't try to screen nobody. I'm talking to them.
My bad.
Quit playing with the new toys. Quit playing with the new toys right now.
It's fun, though. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's fun, though. All right. So go ahead and answer the other question. ask everybody.
What was the last question?
The last question is, you feel me? Would you, if your friends, you got friends that your friends with your ex before you met, and them his friends, you feel me? And then y'all get together. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? And basically, y'all break up, but then with his friends first, you know, and he knew them way before you. Y'all break up,
right.
And they have a party or something, whatever. And he don't want you to. He either don't mind you going, or he have a problem either with you going, or if you come over there and you bring a new guy or something because he's still away about it. But he don't feel uncomfortable with it. Do you feel like even you friends with the new friends, y'all was together say 5, 6, 10 years, and you became they like your friends now? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel like you wrong, or he wrong saying, I don't want you to bring your new dude around. He don't want you to come, whatever. Would you even respect him? Would you still continue to come, even though they invited you? Or would you just be like, fuck it?
Honestly, if they was his friends first, and he feels some kind of way about me coming, even if we are cool or whatever, then I'm going to respect that, and I'm not going to go. Because if my friends have something, and I'm like, look, I don't want you there, then I expect him to respect that same thing. Now, if he say it's cool for me to come and we can all hang out and kick it like that, then that's fine, too. But I'm definitely not going to, like, bring, you know, new boyfriends or whatever to, you know, because that gets shady and folks get to feel some kind of way, fights break out, alcohol get involved,
right,
and cause
right.
too much other drama. So, no, if... You know, 9 times out of 10, though, if they was his friends first, even if I was cool with, like, the girlfriends or the wives, I may do something on the side with them, like, hey, we can get together, go lunch, have a girls' day out, whatever. But I'm not going to keep showing up at, like, the big functions, you know, barbecues, holiday parties and stuff like that, because those were his friends.
Right. Okay.
So,
I'm just asking. So,
yeah.
I got a general consensus on that. You feel me? I got a general consensus on it. I ain't have a chance to ask none of my fellas. You feel me? I forgot to ask the dudes that called. Only Bully was the only person that called. Shout out to the homie way down in Tampa. Calling away from down there and putting Tampa up on game. I appreciate that. You feel me? I didn't even get a chance to ask him about the, what if the new chick be like, nah, it's nothing. You can't even hang with her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Will he actually cut her off? You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? But like I said, y'all women, y'all all unanimous on that shit. Y'all is cutting off. Y'all cutting the nigga off about that new shit.
Hey.
That new chick say so? It's done daughter. Game over.
Basically.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. All right, thank you for calling.
All right.
Huh? Oh, okay. Yeah, we still over here trying to, sorry. I'm going to get into a song real quick. It's my homie M.Blaze. You feel me? My homie from Philly. He sent me a song and I ended up getting it uploaded. So I'm going to go ahead and run this joint by him. You feel me? Let me get the name of it because I didn't even say the name. Okay. Yeah, this ain't a movie. I'm going to go ahead and play this song and then I'm going to come right back and we're going to go to the last part of the show. So this is my homie M.Blaze up out of Philly. You understand what I'm saying? This ain't a movie. You dig? What it do, homie? I told you I got you on deck and I'll run it if I can. So here you go, homie.
Watch her M.B. gon' kill it. I kill Bill if you fuckin' with me. The T-Boy is night riders and you know that bad company. A story never told is fuckin' with me. Shit, I done been through the struggle so you can't say nothing to me. I got some bad boys fuckin' with me. I ain't faking all the money you makin', you're taking. Your life, it can end with a bullet for pump faking. And 187's the number your phone saying. This ain't a movie, this real life, I feel like. I got the hustle and the flow, you know I'm real right. I ain't got nothing to lose, a nigga will fight. I stay true to the game, know how to feel like. I'm sure it's a drive, it's Philadelphia. The boys
fast than the furious. I'm aiming for your head. My gun's big like Notorious. When it's said and done, who gon' tell the whole story? Us. You want some fake shit? You caught up in the matrix. Blades is naive. If it's broken, hope you can take this. The shit that you talk and your numbers doesn't mix. Know what you did last summer? It wasn't shit. You ain't never hustled in a new Jack City. Talking all this diehard shit like you gritty. If you had bacon and fired up. It's the powder that be fucking your mind up. Listen up, since training day, learn how to grind and get fresh. My first 28 days, I was depositing the check. I used to grind in the steps, the land house on the left. But them undercover brothers always hate the set. The police, upset, I'm taking niggas to jail. I'm running, I can call up, I ain't getting no bell. I feel so plain, popped up at ACL. Like, what's good, nigga? I ain't part of the man's floor 12. I'ma get rich as I try and fuck what you heard. Money talks, if you ain't got it, you ain't saying a word. All about the bench. If you had dead presidents and you got served, I know American gangsters, American pimps. I know American soldiers and now walk with a limp. I do American shit, I'm an American guy. Try and eat, get a piece of the American pie. I'll knock your face off, put it through in your belly if you ever try and play me. Niggas must be crazy. I stay with the weapons if you ever want gunplay. Check me on Friday or any given Sunday. You won't be a hard target, beef with me. I'll pop you, bend up, you in the deep blue sea. Question me and really try to find this out. My alibi was I was at Big Mama's house. Eating tofu, I was chicken and old school. That's my story, ain't changing it, I told you. Don't get me crank, I tried to be a chill guy. I'm high, how high, real high. I'm an animal, I work with some paper soldiers. My squad's untouchable, my niggas is taking over. I blow the color purple when I save with the baking soda. My weed bass husky and my niggas be making boulders. I'm the best man, always looking fresh then. Got some dream girls, you only dream of all sex now. Don't pay for their cars, don't pay their credit. All my bitches bad as shit like the baby kids. You a loser, I don't know what the fuck you been told. You ain't never gonna sell like Revolutionary Road. My music and lyrics is hot, so I'ma go harder. I'm so nice, you probably think that I cold called.
You made a movie, dog. Movie, dog.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for everybody that's welcome back to the show. Thanks, thanks for somebody that just texted me was like, yo, you can still hear your whole conversation while we're back here talking. I'm glad I wasn't fucking cussing nobody motherfucking ass out. I said some fuck shit because you can hear the whole shit live on Ustream. My bad, I muted the fucking mic for the damn radio show, but not the damn Ustream shit. Must be more careful, but then again, I'm a thoroughbred nigga, so I don't say shit behind the scenes. I won't say it to your motherfucking face. Yeah! I motherfucking said K100. But that's a good look, because I damn sure forgot about that. That could get you real jammed up. You know what I'm saying? Luckily for us, we weren't talking about shit, but some technical shit trying to figure out this damn other feature over here. Anyway, 347-934-0966, man. Thanks, everybody, that's tuned in to the show. Episode 58, you dig? Moving on. They say you still got feelings for somebody. You understand what I'm saying? And y'all broke up, but, you know, you still got some kind of feelings about them, whatever. We'll be asking about certain scenarios that may arise in that. You feel me? I want everybody that called into the show earlier to try and hit me back, man, because maybe this is the subject for some people, because I had a lot of people on the line. I was trying to get down to them, you feel me, but some of them had to hang up and be like that. But call back, 347-934-0966. I'll be trying to hurry up and get to the next call, man, but then my lines just be filling up, you understand what I'm saying, real fast, you know, with people, you know what I'm saying? So if you still got anything that you want to add to what we've been talking about, you understand what I'm saying, you just call up here and you let me know, you know what I'm saying, and I'll go right to you real quick, because now more people are calling back, I guess. Why everybody always log out the fucking show? Everybody logging out the damn show when I'm like spinning the music. Music is a part of the show, man. Y'all listen to these artists' music that we spinning. Shout out to the homie M.Blaze, you feel me? That was the homie out of Philly whose song we just spent. You feel me? Ain't a movie. I don't even know if that was the motherfucking goddamn. I don't even know if that was goddamn one he wanted me to play or not. Because he said that song, he said that song was going to be about what we was talking about. And that was on some murder shit. So M. Dot, I don't know if I played the right song, but I still like that joint I spent. But I'll spend the other one again on me. Just get me. 813, you back on the air. 813. Yo, 813. I know, but he ain't saying shit. Bullet.
Yo.
Yeah, you back on the air. You had call back. What's up?
I know, nigga. I ain't call back, nigga. I'm just sitting here listening, baby. What's up?
Oh, damn. My bad. I thought you had hit the number. Oh, you still been on your own time.
I'm over here putting in these motherfucking MySpace requests, baby.
Well, I am on my third glass of Cavassier.
Yo,
I am on my third glass.
You never got no liquor when we come over there, nigga.
Nigga, y'all be coming on Sunday.
That should be gone by then, nigga. Got it on Friday, it's gone on Sunday.
Nigga, why y'all don't bring no damn liquor, nigga?
Huh?
Why y'all didn't bring the liquor? Y'all bring the choke, but y'all never bring no liquor.
But we bring the choke, nigga. The fuck?
Man, I can't engineer when I'm high, man. I can't engineer and be high at the same time. Now, y'all want the shit mixed right, or y'all want me in here fucking smoking?
That's why you mix after we leave anyway.
y'all do. Man, I'm gone. Let me go ahead. Somebody hit the one, man. I'm going to go to the next call, man.
All right.
Go ahead, Keith.
Well, I was just listening about, you know, how we keep saying about, like, that's your friend. But in certain situations, it seems like the answers that you're getting is more than a friend-type relationship.
No, it's not.
Really?
No. First of all, M-Dot, I see you on the air, homie. I don't know if you can talk to me, but hit number one. I just picked the record. I don't even know if you heard it. I'll come to you next real quick. I see the homie on here connecting with Skype. I'll go to him. But look, no. I wasn't saying it was more than a friend. I said that you still have feelings for them. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't say that y'all was like fucking stuff, you know. You feel me? I'm not saying that at all. But I said there was still some feelings there. So it's your ex, but you haven't really just always totally made, you know, saying, you know, you still a little ways about them, you still got some feelings for them. You feel me? I didn't say that y'all was having sex, so it's not like y'all still sleeping together. Not like that. You feel me? Y'all ain't got to still be sleeping together. And that's not even part of my scenario. You feel what I'm saying? But you still feel
a little bit. I'm not even saying more than friends as far as y'all sleeping together, but it seems like the feelings that you have is more than a friend-type feeling. If you really that, you know what I'm saying, adamant about certain things, it's like, I mean, I guess... Like I said, I just really don't even get it, because if you still feel that strongly about somebody, I don't understand why there shouldn't even be an other person. Why would you even bring somebody else into a situation and you still feeling so such a way about your ex? I don't even understand that part in itself.
You know what? I know one thing. I know you've been on the line the whole time listening. You realize how many other women agree with me, right? You was listening, right?
And that's fine. I don't mind it. But
now,
I don't.
Of course you would. You know what I'm saying? Because you're a kid and you break up. You do the breaking up. You break the heart. Your heart don't get broke. You don't give a shit. You understand what
I mean,
I'm saying? You
that,
want
that. It's not to say that won't happen one day.
So when you cut a nigga, you cut you. It's whatever with you. You don't fuck no more. Yeah. We heard it all.
I have broken up with people that I still cared about. And you know what I'm saying? I've broken up with people that I still cared about. But I didn't care about them to the point that I cared if they were with someone else and happy. Because obviously, whatever we had was finished. I don't even break up with somebody until it is finished, totally finished. All means are exhausted. It's done. If you still feel like we could have worked it out or maybe we should be together, you should have damn tried it. Why the hell are you not trying to work it out with that person? I don't understand that. If you feel that strongly about it.
Wait. All I can tell you, is that me and about basically every other woman except yourself, you know what I'm saying, tonight, and I broke the same exact scenario down to tonight, was like, you are wrong, they agree with me, so I got them to win the goddamn conversation. That's all I got to know. I don't know. Everybody else sees my point. You feel me? Everybody else sees you, and of course the other caller. You know what I'm saying? Of course she's not going to see my damn point. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else is like, I feel what you're saying. Because at the end of the day, with that particular, now, like I said, When it comes down to
I don't let me, now me, I don't party with my ex's friends, no way. That's just you know, because when I cut you off, I'm cutting off everything that came along with you.
Well, okay, but see, that's why I said in your situation, he the crazy. He is your ex crazy when you told me your little scenario where I went, he the crazy. He still loves you.
He still loves my best friend.
If he fucking still love you, why the fuck are you going to go to a goddamn party that your friends have and knowing your friends will have sicker niggas over there and you're going to be dropping it like a motherfucker hot? You know that nigga. He is crazy as motherfucker. He's just torturing his damn self unnecessarily. I got all the shit I can be doing on the motherfucking Saturday. And torturing myself looking at my ex, dropping it and grinding on another nigga that I still obviously fucking love. Why the fuck would I know? I'm not going to. Homie, hey, Sheila, hey, if some kind of way you find out about this show, homie, little bit of advice, get some new friends, Ace Templeton.
And he's got friends, that's the thing, he got plenty of friends.
I don't know why the hell he coming to the goddamn party that your friends have, so he can see you grind on other niggas and he still loves you. That's just fucking retarded. Why would you do that?
I don't know why.
Stupid. I'm sorry, it just don't make sense to me. It's not adding up. All right, Key.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what's up with Key's ex? These guys, I don't know what's up with that guy. He still want to get with her, but then he goes to the party that, even though they is still mutual friends and whatever, he goes to the party that her friend that she had before him throws, and then goes over there and feels away and gets mad upset when she's throwing the goddamn ass on a new nigga, on a whole bunch of single niggas that's over there, because she's single, nigga. Why are you at the motherfucking party? Vis-a-vis, if that was his friend that he had motherfucking first, he need to step a motherfucking goddamn chunky ass and go find another nigga to take her motherfucking out of goddamn and stay her motherfucking black ass the fuck from over there at that goddamn party, because that was his motherfucking friend first. That's all I'm saying on that particular subject. But it was a unanimous decision by the motherfucking women. If they new man tell them, they don't want them to have nothing to do with the goddamn ex. The goddamn new dick automatically wins. So, homies, once again, pay attention. I'm giving y'all game, okay, 100. Real talk. If you fucking cool with your ex or whatever, and everything's cool, even if y'all ain't fucking her, and all of a sudden she just be like, yeah, nigga, I can't really just, like, she stopped answering your call just for, and she really don't chat it up with you. Yeah, nigga, the new dick has motherfucking spoken. I'm just saying. The new dick has motherfucking spoken. And you're dead. He gonna win out. You ain't mashing it. He is. That's how it is with women. Now we know. If you didn't know, now you know, nigga. I'm big. But I already knew that shit. I just wanted to put it out there for the rest of the world. But we try and be a little bit informative. We try and give y'all a little bit of game here at K100. You understand what I'm saying? We trying to have real straight up talk. You understand? So in case you didn't know that. In case you didn't know what was up with that. Now you know. You understand what I'm saying? Now you know. Yeah. What happened? Now we found out. You're going to find out in the last 7 minutes of the show. Hold on, K100, huh?
She was like, it's kind of hard to explain. So she said, what's your number one dog?
Uh-huh.
But I have to do these like I do at home. Skyping.
Right.
But I have to be on the switchboard. And I highlight my name.
Right.
And put up on the screen.
Okay.
And then take us to the
room.
Then I Skype in. You know, for the question.
So you didn't Skype in. That's what the whole thing is.
What you mean?
I said you didn't Skype in first.
No.
Okay.
You just try to go straight through the switchboard. You can't do it like that.
Okay. Next week, we're going to have this shit together. We're going to have this shit together. So when you call K100 next week, you're going to have to talk to the computer. Then you got to talk to my screen call first and ask the questions. And you're going to tell me what you got to say.
Right.
And I'm going to go to you. And maybe I can get to all my calls. The rest of my goddamn people won't hang up because I had like 3 people hang up because I couldn't get to their motherfucking ass at the time. Sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I was trying to get there, but I was just about to get to like 2 of them, and they hung up right before I was trying to get down there. But I had a lot of calls on this particular subject tonight because a lot of women and a lot of people had they 2 cents to say about this particular shit.
Yeah,
you feel me?
She actually listened to the show now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Blog Talk Lady. Hey, Blog Talk Lady, you listening? Hey, what you feel about what we talk about? You got an ex? You still love your ex? Holla at us. Would you go to your ex's Would you go to your ex wedding? I wonder if that's her right there.
That's her.
Blog Talk Lady. That's you, Blog Talk Lady with the ones? Come on, Blog Talk. Maybe she'll get fired if she answers the call.
Right.
All right, don't do it if you're going to get fired, Blog Talk Lady. We'll get you a pass. We appreciate you. We're going to have everybody on deck next week. 843, I see you. Let me know if you want to holler. If you got something to say, we got 5 minutes. I'm pretty sure you got an opinion about some shit. I know who you are. I'm just saying. Aha! I triggered a response. What's going on, El?
I ain't got no opinion tonight.
Hey, we got a Ustream shit figured out tonight. You see that?
Oh, y'all got it working? No, I'm at work tonight, so I'm not watching.
Oh, man, we got it perfect. We got everything flowing. We've been broadcasting live off the jump tonight, and everybody's been calling up like it's looking rather crispy. They say I'm looking
that's
hot.
That's what's up.
Oh, I
can't. I wanted to tell you last night when you those reactions, it's a whole different world when you get to see your reactions to certain stuff. Because last night somebody said something and you was like, whoa, no, and just like your whole facial just was like crazy out of control.
Right.
So it's so much more of a show when you get to see the facial expressions and
right.
hear it too. So,
okay.
But now what's your question? I'll answer the question. What's your question?
Okay, last 4 minutes, we're going to go ahead and let L ride the show out. Listen, L, we're assuming, before you answer any question, we're assuming that you still have a little bit of feelings about your ex, okay? You broke up with your ex for whatever reason, y'all broke up, but y'all still cool, and you still kind of got a little bit of feelings about him, you know what I'm saying? You ain't necessarily trying to really get back with him, you don't fuck him still, but you know, y'all still, it's still love, it's some feelings there, and that's still your friend. Hey, number one question A is, if he's getting married, and he's moving on, and he's getting married to somebody else, would you want to go to the wedding? Would you go to the wedding?
If we're cool, if I say that we're cool, regardless of if I got feelings or not, and if I'm invited, regardless of if it'll hurt me or not, if we come at each other like we're cool, if we verbalize that we're cool and that we're friends, then yes, I'm going to go because you invited me, and if I'm truly your friend, then I'm going to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. That question right there was about 50-50. The second question is, if your new man, you gotta, I'm going to see if you get this. I'm going to see if you make it unanimous. If your new man, now you cool with your ex, well, y'all good. If your new man tell you, look, I ain't cool with that shit. I don't want you to eat. Now, this your friend, your ex, y'all been together for a long time. Y'all ain't fucking, but y'all still cool, and you still got love for him. And your new dude, and you was with that guy for 5, 6, 7 years, your new dude come along and be like, man, fuck that. I ain't with that. I don't want to talk to him. You need to shut that down. What would you do?
I can't do that. I can't do that because I've been in that situation before. And
I've been friends down before.
And you know what? My friends were still there for me after me and him were over. So, no, I can't do that. I can't do that anymore.
One more time.
Can't do it.
All you got are females. You're the only female that kept that shit 100. All the rest of the females, like, they're cutting them off. They're cutting the other
I'm not cutting
off.
Him off because he's not guaranteed. And if he is guaranteed and he real, then he's going to realize I wasn't born the day that I met him. I don't know these people. I know these people. These people know me. These people probably know me better than you know me.
Hey.
You know, there's history there. I can't, and what I'm going to cut them off for, if you are securing yourself, then one, you ain't going to ask me to cut nobody else off because you're going to be like, I'm going to handle my business, so he ain't going to be able to step in anyway. And that's what I need. I need a man that's going to be like that, and he ain't going to even, okay, that's your homeboy. Y'all may have had dealings, whatever. It's my time now, and I'm going to handle my business now. And I need for him to have that type of mentality and not be worried about what happened in my past, not if you're trying to make a future with me. Worry about what you're going to do for me, what we're going to do for our future. Don't be worried about what's in my past. It's in my past.
That's why you called in the last fucking 5 minutes, Al, because now everybody hitting the number one that didn't agree with you earlier, and I can't open up the fucking line. I can ask you the major fucking controversial question of the night real quick before I go. If you got some friends, and they was your friends first, no, they was his friends first, right? And y'all was together for a long time, they was his friends first, y'all break up, and they have a party or something, and he really don't want you to come. Do you feel like you have the right to come, even if they invite you, real quick?
Yeah, but it's probably going to be uncomfortable.
Why would you go if you know it's going to make him uncomfortable? Why would you go?
I mean, would I go if it's going to make him uncomfortable? If he wants to go, we can go. But I'm going to be like, are you sure you know you want to do this? I mean...
No. Hold on. Real quick. You only got 30 seconds. It's your ex's friends that y'all was... Okay. Y'all, it was his friends before y'all got together. Y'all broke up. It was his friends first. And then they holding the party. They invite you because y'all was cool even though when y'all was together. But he don't really want you to go. Would you still go?
Now, I respectfully decline. See, I got something to do. No, all I don't really need to hang out with the ex's friends, no.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Appreciate it. Hold on. All right. I'm going. All right, L.
Bye.
Bye. Key, you got 10 seconds to get off your chest. 10 seconds, Key. 10 seconds.
Man, my thing is, if it's the past, leave it in the past. If they're your friend, they will still be there if your new relationship don't work out. But they're an ex for a reason. Period.
Bye. I got one. Later. K100 isn't there, man. When we went down to the motherfucking wire. M.Dot homie was on M.Dot Blaze, you feel me? Look him up, Google him. He's all over the place. M.Dot be the realest. That's where you find the dude whose song played. We out, man. K100 Internet Radio. You dig? Gone.